person who shows her emotion a lot?
I've been called emotional by some of my friends and my acquaintances, but for me, I think that showing emotions or wearing my heart on my sleeve is a good thing because it helps me to be honest to myself about how I feel. How about you?
Well, I feel like there's nothing wrong about being emotional. You're just expressing yourself. However, do you lash out? Like when you're extremely mad, extremely pissed, do you lash out at someone?
Yeah, I guess that's a normal it's a human response. There is no way that if someone got you angry, there's no way that you can still remain calm, especially if you are pushed to the point of being able to like think, just thinking of physically hurting someone. How about you? Like, have you experienced lashing out?
Actually, I do that a lot, which I am very, very guilty of. Like, I feel like every time something bad happens to me, I try to control my emotions first until to a point where I lash out at someone. I get blinded by my anger. I don't even know what I'm saying. I say stuff from the past. And I feel like it's not actually healthy. It's not helping me, but it's just something that I can't help about.
Well, I see what you're trying to say is that you tend to like accumulate your emotions. You are not the type of person to react to something right there and then. Did I get you?
Yes, you actually get my point. Like sometimes I take some time off to like keep it to myself, to process it, and then from there I just explode.
Well, in that regard, I think we are very different because for me, I tend to react to even the little things that upsets me. If for example, if my fiancé did something that annoyed me, even there's this thing he knows that I hate or it irritates me to it irritates me when he talks to or he flirts to other women, and when I see him doing it right there and then, I tend to react to it. Well, I would not be scandalous about how I react, but I would, like, I would withdraw from him. I would not talk to him for days because I find that it helps me a lot when I do that, when I show my emotion, when I get it out there, and it feels a little less suffocating after.
Really? I think I should learn a lot from you because what I do is I just let him do his things and then I just keep quiet and then earn this fault, this little fault that he did, and I just throw it at him at once. So every time I lash out, I tell him about the things that he did in the past, which I think is very unhealthy. But as I told you, it's something I can't help about.
Yeah, well, people have very different ways to cope with these negative emotions, but from what you're trying to say, what I'm getting is that you're saying that you bottle up your emotions to a point where you only lash out when you can no longer handle them, like when you're full of everything.
That is true. I bottle a lot of things. So, talking about being upset, what are the things that people do that upsets you the most?
I think, well, thinking about it, what has been upsetting me lately is when people act entitled to things, when people act privileged. Like, there's this demand for free education, right? Free healthcare, free everything. People act like they are entitled to that, but they are not, some of them, well, not all, but some of them are not doing anything to prove that. I guess for me, it's just you should somehow earn the right to those free education, free healthcare. You should at least try to earn the right to have that, rather than just demanding everything in your life. Like, for example, a daughter who would demand, or yeah, demand is the right word, who would demand like a living allowance, I guess, from her parents when she can get a job, when she's at that certain age, when she could go out, get a job, earn a living for herself. I think those type of people are what upsets me the most.
I think I understand what you're trying to talk about. Like, you're upset of entitled people who think that they have to have the things that they want without doing anything. Well, for me, what upsets me the most are people who does not know liability. People who just do what they're due to annoy others and think that they can just walk away with it. Like, they've done nothing wrong. And it really upsets me.
Yeah, I get what you're trying to say. I guess people who act without thinking of the consequences of their actions, people who do not have the word responsibility in their vocabulary, could really upset you, because sometimes, I guess, you can call them selfish, because what they are thinking about is only to do the things that they want for themselves, and they sometimes forget to think about how their actions would have consequences that affect other people.
Well, that is true, actually. So do you get angry when politicians make promises that they can't keep?
I mean, who wouldn't, right? The whole point of the campaign period during an election is for the politicians or the aspiring candidates to present their platforms, and these platforms in themselves are promises of what they would be doing when they are in the office. And it upsets me that, you know, people vote using these platforms as guide for who they think is deserving of that position. But then when politicians don't keep their promises, I feel like their whole platform during the election period is a big lie.
That is true. And these politicians made me trust them. They said things which I think will benefit a lot of people. So I trust them. And then they will just break that. They will just, you know, break their promises. They do a lot of stuff that is not in what they promised.
Yeah, well, speaking of trust, I think that there are types of people who like gives trust, and there are other types of people who like you have to earn their trust. But either way, politicians capitalize on how much people trust them during the campaign period. So they try their hardest to gain your trust, you know, making a lot of promises which you think would benefit you and the country, so you would cast your vote for them. And I think that's the most upsetting part, is you know, voting for a politician that you thought would be able to make or fulfill their promises, and then finding out that he's a liar after the election.
Well, that is true. That will really make me upset. Well, actually, talking about other people again, like these people that surrounds us, do you get upset when you see homeless people?
Well, of course, because, you know, I feel bad for these people, especially the veterans, because, I mean, like, they did so much for their country. Like, they were willing to sacrifice themselves for their country, and then they come home to nothing, and no one is even sparing them a second glance.
And sometimes what makes me upset is when you see them and feel like you can't help them. Like, you know, they're in a very bad position right now, and you can't do anything about it, and that's really upsetting.
Yeah, well, I get your point. It's very, like, even if you do share something that you have with you right at the moment you saw them, you would still live feeling like you did not do enough. Like, you could have done more if you would have, I mean, like, if you had more resources, you could have done more.
That is true. That is really true. So, when you see these homeless people and they try to beg, what do you feel about that?
Mostly pity, actually. It's like, I can't even imagine myself to be in a situation or to live the way that they are living, you know, to, like, depend on alms for a living. And I think that I actually sometimes admire them, because they still have the will to keep on living, you know, even after all that they have been through, like, depending on somebody else's mercy to be able to survive is a big thing.
And they're just trying to get it through the day. And sometimes you see them, and sometimes it makes me depressed, because not a lot of people are really concerned with how they're living right now.
Yeah, that's true. You would see people walking past them like they are nothing, like they weren't even there. And but on the other hand, I think they also, when I see them, they also make me realize how blessed I am to be able to live the way I am living. Because sometimes what I think about is all the negative stuff that is happening to me, and then I see someone living like that, and I would be reminded that, hey, I'm better off. I have something that people are wanting, people are needing.
That's true. And when you see other people making nasty comments about them, it just makes me mad. Like, if you are to put yourself in their situation, you will be really depressed with what they're saying. Like, right now, do you get angry when people make nasty comments about you?
Of course. I mean, who wouldn't? Like, I don't really go out on a limb to find out what people think of me. But if they go out on a limb to tell me how they think about me, I guess I would be very upset, especially if it's like a lot of negativity, it's like a lot of something that they don't like in me. I mean, criticism is okay, but there's a line that you should not cross.
Well, for me, I think I can only handle healthy criticisms. Like, it will help me get better, it will help me improve myself. But sometimes these nasty comments, they drive me nuts. It drive me crazy to the point where I question everything about myself.
Yeah, that's I actually get that a lot. You know, people are trying to, I don't know, it happens mostly among girls where you see this type of, there's a thing where they try to bring each other down, especially through how each other looks. Like if you don't have the, I don't know, you don't, or you're not at par with the beauty standards, and they tend to bring that up, and they tend to make you feel bad about yourself so they can feel good about themselves.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, I'm not a naturally jealous person, but if they keep on doing that, it just makes me mad.
So speaking of jealousy, are you annoyed when you're a partner flirts with someone else?
Of course. I'm not just annoyed. I will get mad. Because I feel like you're my partner. You chose me. You have no right to flirt with other girls. Because you promised that I will be the only person in your life.
Yeah, I guess it just stems down to being faithful and loyal to the single person that you promised to, right? If you're in a committed relationship, there is no reason for you to be flirting with someone else, even though you're having problems in your relationship.
Having a problem in a relationship for me is never a reason you should flirt with other girls. What can you say about that?
I totally agree. I mean, if you have problems in your relationship, you should take action. You should, you know, try to analyze things and try to come up with a solution together with your partner. It will never help your relationship if you go out and flirt with someone else, because then you'd be having thoughts, thinking that, wow, I found someone better than her. Why would I have to deal with our problems when I could just replace her? And in the end, if you keep living like that, I think that you would find yourself alone in the end.
I totally agree with you. That's why I feel like if you have problems with your partner, you should talk it out. Like, he should never ask pieces of advice from his friends of the opposite sex.
Well, I agree to that to a certain extent, because I don't know, I don't know why, but there's a thing with girls and being best friend with boys that, I don't know, some girls do it better than others, I think, because some girls know when to draw the line. You know, they actually help the relationship while others help to destroy that relationship.
I totally agree with you. And like, speaking of my partner having a girl best friend, I don't agree with that. From the moment that he will tell me that he is actually having, I mean, he has a female best friend, I will really get upset. I will doubt the relationship they're having.
Yeah, I think what's most upsetting about that situation is when he listens to her more than you. I mean, he takes her advices more than yours. He tells her stuff before you, if he has a good day or he has an achievement, and he will tell her before you. I think it says something about the relationship. I don't care if they started being best friends when they were childhood friends. I think that when you're in a relationship, you are dating that person who can potentially be with you for life. You should, I don't know, make adjustments to your friendship. I mean, if his girl best friend really understands that, she would back off.
That is true. And him telling the problems to her, that is totally unfair. I don't think that is the best thing to do. if you are in a relationship.
Well, if you are in a relationship,